Good afternoon at 12 noon, a warm one. Rusty, it's 81 degrees.
And we are dry at the moment, but we could see some showers and thunderstorms as we move on this Monday.
An 11-year-old boy rescued over the weekend after being buried by sand on a beach at Colorado State Park. Witnesses said the boy and his friends were digging tunnels in the sand when one of them collapsed on the boy. Bystanders tried to dig him out, but they couldn't, so they called 911. Sheriff's Department said the call came in about 2:30, and they dispatched the town of Wilson Fire Department and first responders who got the boy out. He was then flown to a Milwaukee hospital as a precaution, but officials say he's going to be okay.
It was a deadly weekend on Wisconsin waterways. Two drownings taking place in north central Wisconsin. Larry Lee has the details.
An 18-year-old man died Saturday afternoon at around 2 o'clock in Man-Made Lake offshore from Sunnyvale Park in Wausau. Although rescued quickly, CPR was unsuccessful in reviving him. Another man drowned after falling from his boat near Eagle River Saturday morning. The 77-year-old man fell overboard while being towed by another boat on Catfish Lake. He did not have a life jacket on. Larry Lee, WHBL News.
Plymouth native Tyler Vorpagel says public service is his passion, and he would like to represent his neighbors and those he grew up with in the state assembly. Vorpagel, one of three Republicans seeking the nomination for the seat, currently held by Steve Castell in tomorrow's primary election. He says he's worked in Congressman Tom Petri's office the past 7 years and has the most experience of any of the candidates.
The district isn't just Sheboygan or Plymouth. It's Keele and Howards Grove and Elkhart Lake and all points in between. And I feel like I have the best experience working with all these people. And whether we like it or not, Sheboygan County is going to have all the representation come November.
Vorpagel says if elected, he'll focus on jobs. He said the state has been doing a good job in that area. Those efforts need to continue.
Not government that creates jobs. It's individuals and small businesses and the employers that do that. And I think over the last couple of years, Wisconsin, the representatives in Wisconsin have been doing a good job of listening to what employers have been saying.
He said a key part of that is to retain the manufacturing and agriculture tax credit, which has been widely used by state businesses. Top vote getter in the primary will face Democrat Scott Heinig of Plymouth in November.
Well, you will not need a photo ID to vote in tomorrow's primaries, but the ACLU is concerned about possible confusion by voters because of the July 31st state Supreme Court ruling, which upheld the ID requirement. That ruling cannot take effect because a federal judge had earlier ruled the photo ID mandate is unconstitutional. The state's appealing that and is trying to put the federal judge's ruling on hold so IDs would be required in November. The League of Women Voters have joined local and state election officials in sending out information to make it clear that voters won't need to show photo ID tomorrow.
And we'll be on the air beginning at 8 o'clock with election coverage tomorrow night. There is opposition to letting alcohol be served at the senior center in Plymouth, which also has facilities for kids. City Council will vote Wednesday on whether to override Mayor Donald Pullman's veto of the proposed liquor license. Plymouth Intergenerational Coalition wants to bring in revenue by letting alcohol be served at events like weddings and reunions. Well, the Common Council said no to the group's original license request in May. Senior Center appealed. Alderman voted July 29th to grant the license. Then the mayor vetoed. Plymouth facility is open to people of all ages, not just seniors. Among other things, it has an adult community center, daycare facility, and kindergarten classrooms.
In national news, the NAACP is calling for calm today in suburban St. Louis after a weekend of outrage and violent protests following the police-involved shooting of an unarmed teen. Dozens were arrested last night as a large mob of people damaged property, looted businesses, and blocked traffic in the Ferguson area. That's where 18-year-old Mike Brown was shot Saturday afternoon. There are unconfirmed reports that the FBI will be taking over the investigation.
Well, gas prices down at least 6 cents a gallon since the end of last month. The latest Lundberg survey shows the national average for regular at $3.52 a gallon. AAA survey pegs the national average at $3.48 a gallon. GasBuddy.com has it a penny lower. We are, what, $3.52? Right about
$3.49, $3.52, yeah. Right around there. Homeowners in Fond du Lac are breathing a sigh of relief after police arrested a man who was breaking into homes. Michael Bischoff has more on what put that community on edge.
A 26-year-old man in Fond du Lac has been arrested, accused of breaking into homes and watching people as they slept, all while completely naked. The neighbor of one of the victims says the woman thought it was her son, but when she called out his name,
the response was a full-grown man just stood up in their bedroom.
Detectives say the man admitted to breaking into several homes after he was arrested on Saturday. Police have not released the man's identity, but they are recommending charges of burglary, sexual assault, and lewd behavior.
Officials in the Appleton area expect to house 75 more refugees next year from conflict zones like Iraq and the Congo. The World Relief Fox Valley Group helped 25 refugees resettle in Appleton since January. 50 more are expected by the end of the year. That's on top of the 75 due in next year. Appleton Mayor Tim Hanna says the initial transition has gone smoothly, and he's proud of the local efforts to help the refugees with necessary living items for their new apartments.
And just a reminder that if you miss any of our noon news updates, we do have them on our website, WHBL.com. Just make sure you click on the podcast link and find the WHBL News at Noon link.
All right. How about the forecast, Rusty?
Well, we're dry at the moment, but rain and thunderstorm chances increase. A high of 77 expected. Those rain chances continue tonight, low of 58. Tomorrow, partly sunny but windy, high around 70.
Right now, though, we're at 81 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh on WHBL at 12:06.